This is Dr. Ali dictating a follow-up readmission note on this patient, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-N-S, Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, is a progress note follow-up visit. Date of birth is 2/1/1943. A patient seen rehospitalization and for follow-up in the nursing rehab. History of present illness, this is a 80-year-old female, well known to me with multiple medical problems, previously multiple CVA, seizure disorder, depression, hypertension, anemia. She was sent from the nursing rehab to the hospital because she has a breakthrough seizure. Patient was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Over there, she was managed for acute and chronic encephalopathy and in the setting of UTI and breakthrough seizure. Patient does have a history of absent seizure and recent admission at BWMC in September with increasing dose of Depakote and while in the hospital, this admission, she was treated for UTI. She was given ceftriaxone, and upon discharge, she was changed to ceftidinor to complete 5-day course. She was also known to have hypokalemia that was supplemented PO and IV leukocytosis due to UTI and reactive from the seizure. After stabilization, patient was sent to the nursing rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion. She does have a memory impairment. She's forgetful. And reverse system, no headache, dizziness, no fever, no chills. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no seizure, memory impaired. She is forgetful. On examination, she is awake, alert, oriented. Time 2, blood pressure 129 over 80, pulse 82, temperature 97, Fahrenheit respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Her dynamic thermocolic, isogenic, tarik, neck, supple, GVD, chest, not tender, lungs clear, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, not tender, bottom positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, no, she is awake, but forgetful and disoriented. Medications reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment, patient is readmitted with acute and chronic encephalopathy in the setting of UTI, next line, previous multiple CVA, next line, seizure, S-E-I-Z-U-I, seizure disorder with breakthrough seizure, next line, hypokalemia, next line, leukocytosis due to UTI, next line, acute kidney injury, improve, next line, hypoglycemic episode, history of coronary artery disease, ambulatory dysfunction, and memory impairment. Medication upon discharge, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily, Coreg 25 mg BID, Ceftriaxone 300 mg PO BID to complete 5-day course, Plavix 75 mg daily, Depakote 500 mg, 2 tablets twice a day, Doxycycline Sana, 2 tablets at night, Ferrocerfate 325 mg daily, Flow and Discus, 1 inhalation twice a day, Lacosamide 50 mg BID, Lorazepam 0.5 mg intramuscular, Q6 hour PR and for seizure if needed, Nystatin, topical powder twice a day for fungal rash, Nerolax 17 gram daily, potassium chloride 20 MEQ daily. At this point, we'll continue our current medications, follow BMP on Monday, care plan, discussed with the nursing staff. Recent WBC 10.3, Marble 111, Medcal 33, Sodium 133, Potassium 3.7, Carbide 99, CO2 24, Glucose 119, BUN 32, Kinase 0.79. Next patient is Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, N-E-A-N-N-I-E, date of birth 9-3-1950, place Whitchurch, Charles Village, date of service 12-2-2023. Patient seen today, follow-up and subacute rehab. Patient is lying on the bed. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, patient is awake. She is forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure is 132/74, pulse 80, temperature 97, respiration 20, pulse ox 98%, neck supernativity, chest not tender, lungs, decreased blood from the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, pulse is positive, oximities, edema present, low cough tenderness, neurosis is awake, forgetful and disoriented. Recent labs, B, natriuretic peptide, 721, sodium 139, pressure 4.5, cholesterol 103, BUN 24, creatinine 0.9, calcium 9.0, medications reviewed, assessment, patient has been admitted, number one, CVA, number two, CHF, number three, history of GI bleed due to diverticulosis, next line, anemia, next line, status of blood transfusion, anemia was due to rectal bleed, secondary to diverticulosis bleed, next line, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 45-50%, next line, previous CVA, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, history of AFib, status post, watchman, WATCH watchman device, history of coronary artery disease, COPD / asthma, hypothyroidism. Medication reviewed by me, she's on potassium supplement 20 mEq daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, atorvastatin 20 mg daily, metoprolol tartrate 50 mg twice a day for hypertension, quetiapine 25 mg, half tablet daily for behavior disturbance and agitation, Senacort/Docusate, 2 tablet daily for bowel regimen, ferrocerfate 325 mg, daily for anemia, Ventolin inhaler 2.26 hour, aspirin 325 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, levothyroxine 112 mcg daily for hypothyroidism, folic acid 1 mg daily, aspirapram 10 mg daily, vitamin D supplement 1000 units daily, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hour PRN, continue all her current medication, discuss the nursing staff, no new issue reported today.